Welcome to Eliminating Barriers Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here, and thank you, Tanya, for having me on. It is always a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to be with you and your listeners and those who are fans of yours. I am under some constrained conditions. I'm promoting and attending a film festival, and I've had to step outside, and it's a freezing cold. I hope that you can hear me clearly. I want to say that I've spent 40 years of my life attempting to simplify change so that people like yourself, you the listener, and me can make change easily and effortlessly and in a fun and wonderful fashion. Everybody, you know, seems limited in some way. They either don't have enough money, they're not happy, they're overweight or underweight, they don't have confidence, they don't have the love of their life, they're facing a health challenge. My life, I live the life of my dreams right now. I do what I want, when I want, where I want, with whom I want, and I have a fabulous life, and it's filled with love and fun and pleasure and all sorts of great things. But it wasn't always that way. In fact, when I was about 25 years old, it was very, very much different for me. And I'm not going to go into that because I've done it here on the show and elsewhere. You're free to look that up. And if you stay with me to the end of the show, I'm going to give you a free gift that is very powerful and something that you're going to absolutely want to have. But let me ask you a really important question, because it has to do with why people feel limited and the barriers that they seem to face in their life. Who were you when you were born? A moment after you popped out of the womb, who were you? What did you bring with you? Okay, you brought some genetic material with you, something from mom and dad. But other than that, think about it. What did you know? What did you do? What were you capable of? You're capable of breathing and moving and making sound. You had only two fears, two natural fears in life, which are the fear of falling and the fear of a loud noise. And other than that, you were pretty much a blank slate, weren't you? I mean, think about that for a second. You were a blank slate, and you learned to do almost everything that you now do in life. You learned to move with deliberateness, to crawl, to sit up, to balance. You learned to feed yourself. You learned to use the toilet. You learned to walk. You learned to talk. You learned to read. You learned to write. You learned to do math. You learned to feel ashamed. You learn to feel guilt. You learn to feel hate. You learn to feel self-loathing. You learn to feel love. You learn to feel happiness. You learn to feel confident. You learn to feel insecure. You learned all of these things from the time that you were born, and you learned it haphazardly. You learned it through exposure to the people around you, mom and dad, peers, authority figures, the media, our music, our films. You learned it all through an experience and exposure. And you didn't know you were learning it at the time. I mean, imagine when you were a child and they handed you a pencil and paper and they made you print A and B and C so that you could learn to write. Pretty soon you were able to spell the word cat or the word dog. You didn't realize that that skill that you were learning at that time would allow you to move through life, to read, to drive a car, to be able to navigate the world, to write your name in a letter or on a check. You didn't know it at the time. And you didn't know that what you were learning as a small child was to be both resourceful, but also limited. And yet you were. And what I'm here to tell you is that you can design your mind and your experience so that you can create your best life ever. And it's never too late, and you're never too young, you're never too old, you're never too limited in any way to make the changes that you want to make. You see, thoughts become things, and thoughts are thinking, which you learn to do, both negatively and positively, determine how you feel. If you think, I suck, I can't do it, there's not enough money, I'll never be able to make ends meet, you probably feel bad. And when you feel bad, you don't feel like doing the things that you could be doing in order to make your life wonderful. So when you think negative thoughts, you feel bad, and you don't take the actions that you could take, and hence, you don't get your best results. You get less than glorious results. When you think positively and powerfully, I'm confident I can do it. I can do anything. As Henry Ford once said, he said, I never let what I can't do stop me from doing what I can do. In other words, he didn't entertain the I can't, the woe is me, the I won't be able to, or life sucks. Never let what you can't do prevent you from doing what you want to do. And so when you think positively, you feel good, you vibe high, you feel wonderful. And when you feel wonderful, you're more apt to take the right actions you need to take in order to get the good results you want to be able to get. You know, when you're on top of the world, it's that much easier to do what you want to do, isn't it? You bet it is. Now, here's what I want to tell you. You don't have to unlearn anything. You've learned all these things, both good and not so good. You learn to be resourceful and positive and confident and loving and kind and generous, and you learn to be stingy and negative and angry and fearful and worried and anxious. You learn both of those. You don't have to unlearn anything. Consider this. If you've ever had a change of address and you move from one location to another location, did you sometimes find yourself going back home to the old location? In other words, you said, okay, I'm going to go home, or I'm going to go to my apartment, or going wherever, and you found yourself back at the old address. You see, what happens is the brain had learned the old address, and so that's where it naturally wants to go. And what you need to do is you learn the new address, and by going there time and time and time again, you eventually overwrite the old address. You don't forget it. You don't unlearn it. You always know where you used to live, but you find yourself now with the new habit of going to the new address. So you don't have to unlearn anything. Change doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. People have given it all sorts of names and all sorts of, you have to do these 15 steps or these 3 steps or the 5 steps, or you have to overcome this, or you must, you know, none of that is necessary. You can change more easily and readily and fast and quickly and fun and have a great time doing it when you simply understand that your brain learned to do certain things, and you can learn to do new things in the same way you learned to do the old things. And that is by exposing yourself to the new things you want and by doing them repeatedly and consistently. You know, if you want the body of a champion bodybuilder or athlete, you know, you're going to have to condition yourself. It's not going to happen if you sit around and eat donuts. And it's not going to happen if you don't exercise and eat right and get the right amount of sleep. So you will have to do some new things. You see, if you want your life to change, you have to change some things in your life. But change can be easy and it can be fun when you know how. So what I want you to do is learn how to be positive and how to be happy and how to have fun and how to have delight in your life. And one of the ways to do that is through a principle that I call go first. You see, if you want anything in your life, if you want more happiness, the key is to be happy first. If you want more love, the key is to be loving first. If you want people to think of it this way, if you want someone to listen to you, what should you do first? Listen to them. If you want someone to respect you, what should you do? Give your respect first. You see, when you go first, you open up the doorway. You open up the pathway. You invite and allow the other person to respond, or the universe to respond, or yourself to respond in a positive way. So if you want to be more positive in life, you start by being positive. Now, you can say, well, I don't know how to do that, or I've been struggling with that. And the answer is yes, maybe you have. And that's what I want to show you how to do. I want to teach you and share with you how you design your mind so that you can create your best life ever. So one of the things that you ought to do right away is to look around at your life and find those things that you feel wonderful about, your family, your friends, the possessions you have, the abilities that you have, the things you're able to do. I was probably in my mid-20s when I lie down one day and I thought, you know, my feet had carried me all through the world. I don't know why this thought occurred to me, but I thought my feet have carried me for 25 years. And I never, ever thought to thank my feet. And I started to think about that. I thought, you know what? I've stood on my feet. I know I've stubbed my toes. I know I've broken toes. I've done all these things, yet my feet have always been faithful from getting me from place to place to place. And I've never, ever acknowledged that. I never thought about how important that was. I never thought, what if I didn't have feet? And I began to thank my feet. And as crazy as it sounds, I thank my feet, and I then began to thank my skin and my bones and my flesh. I began to thank my ankles and my calves and my knees. I went through every part of my body that I could consciously think of and gave thanks and true gratitude, and I absolutely felt it. And as I began to feel gratitude, you know what happens? I began to feel more gratitude, and you will too. So when you look around and you find things to be grateful for, if you feel and truly express that gratitude, what happens is you unlock more of those feelings, more of that gratitude comes from within you. It builds on itself. Your brain, and I'm going to digress for a second. A lot of people think that these limitations and these barriers that you know, I want to change and I can't, that somehow they sabotage themselves. And I want to tell you, there's no such thing in the human experience as self-sabotage. I know we call it that, and I know people label that, and they have courses on how to get over self-sabotage. I want to tell you, you don't sabotage yourself. You do exactly what you learn to do. Your brain learned to do things to protect you for survival. You have something called the reticular activating system, which looks for dangers and things that are out of the ordinary that will keep you alert and aware and safe. And it looks for matches as well in the universe, so out in the real world. So, for example, if you buy a brand new car of a particular make and model, then suddenly you become attuned to all of the same cars of that make and model that you never noticed before. You could buy a pair of shoes and notice the same thing, or anything that becomes important to you, you start to notice it. So when you do what you would normally think of as self-sabotage, what you're actually doing is your brain is attempting to run a program to keep you the same way, to keep you safe, so that you don't make a change. You see, the brain will perceive that change as a threat. And it's really not a threat. What it is it's, think of it this way. You have a thermostat in your house, and let's say you set it for 70 degrees. If it gets to be 72 degrees, it stops, and it's until the temperature goes back down to 70, and then it'll kick back on, or to 69, it'll kick back on to maintain what's called homeostasis. It comes on in order to warm it up, and it shuts off in order to cool it down, so that it will always stay at the degree that you set it. Well, your brain has that set point. It's not sabotaging you when it tries to keep you the same. It's keeping you the same because that's what it learned to do. And this is why I'm saying you've learned to be limited. You've learned to have barriers. You've learned to have issues and problems, but you can learn to have glorious new opportunities and resources by what you choose to focus on. So if you focus on and think, well, I'm sabotaging myself, or I'm broken, or I have a problem, or I can't do it, or I'm broke and I'm poor, or I'm unhealthy, or I'm unhappy. When you focus on that, that actually expands and it becomes predominant in your mind. And the more the predominant it is, the more you feel bad. And the more you feel bad, the less likely you do the things that you know you should or could or would do that would make you feel better and get you the results you want. So you need to shift away from that. So whenever you feel bad in real life, if you feel down, if you feel lonely, if you feel frustrated, if you feel anger, stop and take a deep breath and look at what you're thinking about. And notice that what you're thinking about is contributing to how you're feeling. And this is the opportunity that you have, is to change those thoughts that you're thinking about and think something differently. And yes, at first it's difficult, or more difficult than otherwise, just like at first you go back to that old address a couple of times before you get to the new address, before your brain learns the new way, you find yourself doing things the old way. So just as you learned to sit up or feed yourself or walk or talk or read and write, you did it through repetition of behaviors. In order to learn to print, you had to make an A over and over and over again within the lines, a capital A, a small A, and then B, and then C, and you did it enough and for long enough until you could print and spell words and recognize those words, and then you learned cursive. If you're old enough, maybe today it's a little bit differently, but you learned how to write. And it, you didn't learn it in one sitting. Excuse me, you didn't learn it overnight. It came about as a process of conditioning. You made the habit of learning to write and learning to read. And now, guess what? You can't not read. You're driving down the street, you see a sign, you read it. You see a billboard, you read it. You cannot not read. You have wired in an unconscious, reliable, automatic skill. And that's true about all of your learnings. That's true about your emotions and your feelings, whether they're positive or negative. Think of yourself as a collection of habits, and these habits either serve you and support you, or they do not. So if you want your life to change, you have to change things in your life. That means you have to learn to emphasize new, desirable, positive, supportive, serving habits. So when you're feeling less than glorious, you just need to stop. You have to become aware. You take a moment and go, take a deep breath and let go. You see, there's two things you can do to make permanent and powerful positive change. That is, let go of whatever is bothering you. Simply drop it or shift from it to something else. To think, instead of thinking I can't, think I can. And yes, you may have to think I can over and over and over and over again until you actually believe that you can. But that's how you learned beliefs in the first place. You didn't learn them one time. Now, there are some profound experiences in life that are life-shaping, but for the most part, most of what you learned came about over time by constant repeated conditioning, by the messages that you were given by family and friends and peers and authority and media, over and over and over again until it took hold. And then your experience is borne that out, because guess what? Your reticular activating system looked for a match for what you believed. So if you believed the world was limited, what you saw was lack and debt and poverty and limitations. And if you believe that the world is ripe and rich and wonderful and abundant, then your brain helps you see all the prosperity and abundance and wealth and happiness all around you. So what I have you do in my class called Mind Design is teach you how to design your mind so that you look into emphasizing the positive, shifting away from the less than glorious or the negative, and moving into a whole new way of being through fun and delight. If you start with gratitude, as I suggested earlier, and you begin to emphasize the things that you're really truly grateful for, you make room for more things to be grateful. If you emphasize love, you'll have more love. If you emphasize generosity, you'll be more generous, you'll have more to give. If you emphasize happiness and well-being, if you want to have more energy in your life, you probably need to sleep better and eat better. Well, the same thing is true with your mental and spiritual diet. What you need to do and want to do is create a nutritional program for your mind and your spirit and your heart. So your negative thoughts produce negative feelings. And when you're feeling down, examine your thoughts and you really can change them. And shift to gratitude. Shift to, oh my God, I'm so lucky that I noticed that I'm feeling down. I have an opportunity to change it now. I don't have to be this way. You can drop it. You can take a deep breath, shrug your shoulders, and let go. You see, you're not your thoughts. You're the thinker of your thoughts. Now, you may or may not have ever heard that before, but you are the one who thinks it. When you first showed up, you didn't think thoughts. You had to learn to think. You learned whatever your native tongue was and language, and you learned to think and to conceptualize. And you learned to be limited, or you learned to be resourceful. And actually, you learned both. All of the resources that you ever really, truly need in life, you already have within you. You just need to uncover and discover them. Excuse me. They're there within you. But most people, because of that reticular activating system, they don't see them, because what they see are the limitations and they see the barriers, the things that stop or prevent them, instead of the things that allow you. So what I'm talking about is developing new positive, productive habits. Practice feeling good more of the time, and you'll feel good more of the time. You see, that's what going first is all about. So how do you feel good? Well, you do things that make you feel good. take a bath, go out and have a nice meal, enjoy the company or companionship of a friend or a loved one, pet a dog or play with a child, listen to some upbeat, wonderful music, spend more time treating yourself really wonderfully, and you'll start to feel really wonderfully. See, most people rag on themselves and they have a voice inside their head or voices that tell them that they aren't enough, they'll never amount to anything. They look at their bills and think, I'm not going to have enough money to get through this, and they spiral down. Well, you can spiral up by stopping, taking a deep breath, and if nothing else, become grateful that you have an opportunity to look at your thoughts and change your feelings, and then find something to feel good about, find something to be grateful about. Like with anything, you have to do it repeatedly, consistently, long enough for it to become a habit. But if you start by playing and having fun and delighting and enjoying yourself and adding in pleasure in a positive and productive way, I'm not suggesting that you hurt anybody or step on anybody, you know, else's toes, but that you help uplift other people as well. See, if you're down and truly down, one of the best ways to get out of it is to help somebody else who's down feel better. When you take your mind off of your problems and put them on solutions and feeling good and on gratitude and the things you can do instead of the things that you can't do, you start overcoming limitations and you become boundless. You become unlimited in your ability to be a positive thinker. Your doors and the lights go on, the doors open up, and a whole new way of being becomes possible for you. You truly can create your best life ever. And that's truly what I want you to be able to do. Now, I have for many, many years, for 30 years now, taught something called Mind Design. It's my Mind Design program. And it's there to assist you if you want to learn how to design your mind and create your best life. But what I want to do right now is tell you about a free gift that I have for you. I also write a daily blog. It's a daily inspiration and gratitude blog. So if you need some inspiration or you need some gratitude, you go to gratitudeactivator.com. Just like it's spelled, it's gratitude, G-R-A-T-I-T-U-D, activator, A-C-T-I-V-A-T-O-R, activator.com, gratitudeactivator.com. And at that website, you can subscribe to the newsletter. I'm sorry, to the blog. You can subscribe to the blog. But at the website, there's a pull down menu, and you see one that says free gift. I want you to go to that gratitudeactivator.com, go to the pull down menu, free gift, and there you can download a 22-minute MP3 that's truly a powerful one called What's Stopping You. It's not just about what stops you, but how to overcome what is stopping you so that you can move forward in your life. So right there is the blog, gratitudeactivator.com. You can search my name if you forget, Rex Sykes, Rex and Sykes, S-I-K-E-S. I don't want to overload you with a bunch of stuff. gratitudeactivator.com. And go and get your free gift. You'll also see stuff about mind design. So if you're interested, you can look at that. But again, most importantly, is you get back what you put out. If you want more energy, do the things that bring you energy. Get up in the morning, do a little bit of running, dancing. Dancing is great. Skip, sing, you know, jog in place, breathe deep, do something. Go out and play, have a sport, swim. Do something that brings you that energy. You could walk like you're depressed with your head down and shuffling your feet and breathing shallowly, or you can walk like you're totally and powerfully confident. You could walk as if you were the emperor of the world, you know, with all the power and all the confidence and all the certainty that you can muster. When you do that, it's called act as if, it's called pretend. You use your imagination to be the change that you want to be in the world. You've heard that, right? Be the change you want to be in the world. That's what this is about. You act as if, you pretend. See, a very wise man once said, you can pretend anything and master it. And that's what you did as children. That's what we all did as children. We pretended to be doctors and lawyers. We pretended to communicate. We pretended in many ways to play. And that became the basis of how we both had limitations and our resources. So I want you to connect with your resources. I want you to find that by going in and realizing that your brain will look for matches of that which is most important to you. So if like sucking is most important to you, that's what it's going to find more often, and you're going to feel bad. But if life becomes joyous for you, what you're going to find is more of that more often, and life is going to transform. So start by having fun, by feeling grateful, by feeling delighted more frequently. Again, do those things that I've told you that you can do that make you feel really wonderful. Spend more time doing those things, because I bet if you're feeling down, you're not. This is what you need to do, and you can. So I want to thank you for listening. I'm sitting here in this freezing atmosphere. I hope I've been very clear. I hope that you'll go to gratitudeactivator.com, check out the free gift I have for you, check out Mind Design, and most importantly, create your best life ever. I did that for me. I overcame incredible odds to live a life that I'm thrilled with. And you can too. So, have a fabulous day, and namaste.